This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Four more Americans have safely left Afghanistan, departing the country via an overland route with the acquiescence of the controlling Taliban. That's according to a State Department official on Monday. While the Taliban have blocked flights carrying more Americans and Afghans who want to leave the country, a senior State Department official said the Taliban did not impede the overland passage of the four individuals and was aware of their departure. The official announced the operation shortly before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha to thank Qatari officials for their assistance. Qatar is acting as a midway point for thousands of Americans and Afghans who were flown to safety out of Kabul in late August. The official said the four people were greeted by embassy personnel after crossing the Afghan border, but did not say what country they entered. Meanwhile, after his stop in Qatar, the Secretary of State is on a trip that will take him to Germany. There he will engage in talks with U.S. allies on the end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they'd taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone and internet services would be restored. The Taliban have taken over the provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the provincial capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claimed the fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup but will continue to fight. This is VOA News.